Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first edition of Motivational Mondays. I'm Cody, and my co-host Kane and I are here to bring you motivation and inspiration to get you through the week.
Yeah, let's go, man. I guess what we're going to do, man, is we're going to, you know, have a little weekly situation where it's, you know, we all have these motivational videos every week or every day. We see things in our threads that are just like either psychotic people yelling at you through the window, like David Goggins telling you to run 25 miles, or dudes that, you know, you really, really never heard of that are way too soft. And we're just going to try to make a podcast about people, normal people like you and me, and just, you know, kind of go from there.
Hell yeah. I'm thinking this is like the motivational segment for the normal guy. Yeah. Right? Like, this isn't a podcast for someone who wants to train in the gym 7 days a week, three times a day. This is just your normal guy, motivational, inspirational shit. So I think we just blanket make this first episode here about motivation in general.
Yeah.
So full disclosure here, Kane here is actually, he just took me on as a client recently, and he's a personal trainer.
Yeah.
So this dude's not only got me motivated and inspired here in person, but now I'm down 20 pounds.
20 pounds.
I'm down 20 pounds. I'm in the gym. I'm motivated.
What's that,
dude?
A couple months?
Couple months. Eight weeks now.
8 weeks. 8 weeks. 20 pounds. 8 weeks.
8 weeks. Yeah. Well, okay. So I've been 20 pounds down since like week probably five.
Yeah. And now it's kind of fluctuating a little bit.
Yeah. It's up five. It's down five. You know, but I'm right at about low 170, 172 right now.
Yeah.
But that's the lightest I've been since high school.
Yeah. It's definitely a change.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I'm stronger.
And see, that's the crazy thing too. It's not even just the motivation that got you there. It's really just the discipline that you wanted to start living a different life. You know what I mean?
And
I think motivation is great, but I also think that motivation is a fleeting emotion that people try to grasp all the time. Like, oh, I'm not going to do this unless I'm motivated. I don't feel like doing that shit today. So I'm just going to, I'll wait till tomorrow when I feel like doing something. You know?
Yeah. So when you feel that feeling like leaving you, are you the type to like scramble to try to get motivated?
No. When I, there's days where I'm highly motivated to do stuff and I'm just like, oh, I'm just going to do it. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm ready to go. I love being in the gym for the hour or 2 hours that I'm in there or whatever. But there's days also where I just want to lay in bed, you know? But the problem is that you have to grab that discipline or, you know, set those no exception rules, you know? I'm going to do this, no exceptions, you know?
But here's the problem, dude. You get a couple of my buddies in the room. We get a couple of cold beers in front of us.
Yeah.
I don't want to do shit.
Right.
Like, I would much rather just have the beer. You know, obviously it's not an everyday occurrence, but you know, it's tough because you got to also have like a good fun life balance, you know,
of course,
to keep that internal battery full.
Yeah.
I feel like you got to have that moment.
Yep.
How do you replace that? Or you just figure out, hey, I don't need to, you know, be consuming nasty food and drinking beer in order to feel good.
Yeah. Well, for me, I guess, you know, like, I, you know, you know that I'm pretty strict with my dieting and my intake.
Yeah. Which is crazy to me because I don't know how you don't go out and drink.
It's one of them things. I made a decision in my mind that I'm not going to do those for a period of time. When the buddies walk in the room or whatever and they want to hang out and party and stuff, I mean, I'll hang out with the guys, you know, have some laughs and stuff, but I'm not cheating on anything that I said I wasn't going to cheat on.
Right. So what do you do if someone, you know, let's say one of your good buddies invites you to a bar and you're just, you go there and you hang out with them?
Oh, I mean, most of the time I'll make up a story. I mean, my fucking cat's in the hospital.
You just make up
my fucking cat's in the hospital, bro. I can't come to the bar tonight. You know, I don't want to look like a punk or anything, or like, oh, you know, Kane's soft now or whatever. So like, I'm not going to come out, but you know, there's definitely things where I just put limits to and just say no to or whatever.
That's got
to
be tough.
It is super tough. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen,
but the rewards of the harder things are what's more, you know what I mean? More rewarding when it's harder to say no to, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I mean, I could just picture myself if I started making up excuses instead of just going, it would turn into like unbelievable stories.
Right.
And then they'd be like, okay, listen,
something's fucking wrong.
You're lying to me. Yeah. Hey, listen, my uncle's mom's cousin's sister's mother's hamster just passed away. I'm not going to be able to make it.
Dude, you don't even have a sister.
That's the unbelievable part. Yeah. Yeah, I don't, you know, for me, it's a strange thing. You know, I think it's harder for me to stay motivated when I don't have reasons to.
Yeah.
You know, for example, like months when, you know, my main source of income, I would say, is freelance graphic design and videography work. And so I find myself not really getting fully motivated until I have to.
Yeah.
Like I know, like, oh, if I don't really kick it into sixth gear this month, I'm not going to be able to pay the mortgage.
Yep.
You know, like that is what gets me the most motivated.
See, and that's the key, I think. How do you keep your mindset to think that you're
without
always,
having to be broke all the time?
How do you make yourself believe that you're always in that point of your life where I need to hustle super hard instead of waiting for that moment of now I need to?
Yeah, I guess that's a question for you, not for me, because I obviously don't. That's the only time I feel like I really do force myself to like really get motivated is when I almost have to, you know?
Yeah.
Before we had started, you know, collaborating, I guess that's not even really the right word, before you started giving me workouts and a meal plan to follow, you know, I didn't really care about my health and I always felt like shit all the time and I just thought that was okay. And I never really considered like, hey, what would this machine feel like if it was running on more than one
synthetic
cylinder?
Oil instead of blended
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, dude. Right. That's what I'm saying. So I guess that's more of a question for you because
I read this book and I can't remember who wrote it, but the book was called Start With Why. And what the concept was obviously you need to have a reason and a why that keeps you moving and grooving when you don't want to. You know, I don't have any kids or anything like that, so I can't use it as a reason why I got to get up every morning and do my best thing. But there are other reasons for me that I, you know, I grind super hard and I stay in that mindset because I set a bar for myself that I need to exceed. And that bar changes daily. That bar might change monthly. It might change, you know, yearly. But you get to a point where you don't want to let yourself down or your people down or your family down or whatever. And I think once you come up with that why and that reason that makes you get out of bed and no matter what, I'm going to fucking work my ass off and I'm going to make this shit happen, you know? So I think really developing in that reason that's going to put that mindset in you where you're not going to give up is really what you want to look for.
Now, this is obviously really subjective, but what constitutes as a why? Like, is everyone's why going to be totally different?
Most likely, you know, some people are soft. Some people are easy. Some people, you know, for me, you know what I mean? Like, it takes me to fail a few times for me to have a solid why. Like, okay, well, I ain't trying to do that shit again. I'm not trying to feel that again. Some people, it's like, oh, I want my kid to have more than what I had when I was growing up. That's their why. You know what I mean? Oh, somebody broke my fucking heart. Or so I'm never going to let that happen again. And that's their why. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it said in the book, when you read the book, if you ever read it, like I said, it's Start With Why, but I can't remember the author, but it says, if your why doesn't make you want to be emotional or make you feel emotional, then it's not strong enough.
Emotional in what way?
Emotional, like you want to cry. You know what I mean? Like to think about letting that why down or breaking that why or losing that why, then it's not strong enough. Damn. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I read that, I mean, I'm not really a crying kind of person. You know what I mean? Not that I've never cried in my life. That'd be a lie. But like, there's not a whole lot where I'm like, fuck, man. You know what I mean? So, I mean, whatever. But I get what it's saying, you know.
So what is your why?
It's me. It's me. I'm
just
the why.
Letting yourself down.
Yeah. I mean,
eating greasy shit.
Yeah. Well, not so much that, man. I think, you know my story a little bit. You know, I've been through a lot of stuff. I've done a lot of bad, you know, dumb things in my life or whatever. And, you know, not using my potential to my full standards. You know what I mean? Because everybody has more in them. You know what I mean? Everybody does. They just choose to not see it or they choose to. Or they choose to use it. You know what I mean? And I think at the end of the day, I don't want to be laying on my deathbed and like think like, man, I could have did way more than I did, you know? So that's what just keeps me going. I'm going to push myself. I'm going to eat 50 grams of carbs less today just to see if I can do it. I'm going to go knock on 100 more doors to see if I can sell more jobs. I'm going to do whatever because I know that I can do it. And if I can't do it, I'm going to push myself until I can do it, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's for me, that's fucking inspiring. I'd say I'm ready to rip now.
Let's go hit the gym.
let's go hit some weights, dude. No. Yeah. Can we get into your background more to like get some validity to like the transformation?
Yeah, man. So I grew up with an addicted mother. You know what I mean? She was stuck in her addiction since I can remember. She's still struggling with it right now. My dad left when I was born. Grew up in poverty a lot. So, I mean, I didn't really have a lot of options at the time is what I thought, you know, and everybody I was surrounded with was doing drugs or illegal activity, which kind of led me down to that path myself. And in and out of juvenile detention facilities a lot of my life as a younger kid. And then, you know, I went to prison for 3 years for methamphetamines and just kind of stuck in that spiral, man. And for the while, it's just kind of what I thought I was, that's what I was destined for, because it's just all I ever knew, you know. Until I went to a faith-based treatment program and I got my life together and you know, kind of started seeing that that isn't me. You know what I mean? That's just what I told myself. That's what everybody told me that I was. And I just kind of grabbed hold of that, you know, identity that other people had put on me, until I just decided to say that, oh, fuck that. Ain't nobody telling me what I am anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then once you start building that, you know, momentum in yourself, once you start believing in yourself and seeing that you can be better, you can do better, man, there ain't nobody that's going to stop you from doing that. You know what I mean? So there's been a lot of obstacles and stuff along the way, obviously because of the choices that I made in my past. But I mean, you know, those are one of those things I was talking about, the why and the reason why. You just got to keep going, because, you know, a lot of people don't believe in you, and they're not going to believe in you after you've made those certain choices or bad mistakes or whatever, and failures. And I think that's just what keeps me motivated, because I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to show you wrong. I'm going to make sure that I'm right. And I'm just going to keep going until I get it done.
Yeah. And that's one thing that's really interesting is that, like, you know, I feel like everyone has that dog in them.
Yeah. You got to fight, man.
That
it's the size, it's what is the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog.
Yeah. I listened to Mike Posner did an interview recently, and he calls it the snake bite.
Ooh.
Like, that's that feeling in you that's like in a cage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes it unlocks itself, but he did like a walk across the whole country. I don't know if you're familiar with this.
No.
He walked across the entire United States from,
you talking about Forrest Gump?
From the Atlantic to the Pacific. No, Forrest Gump. Mike Posner. He basically looked like Forrest Gump by the end of this thing, full beard, everything. So he walked across the whole United States, and he said that, you know, his body hurt so bad by the middle to end of the trip that he didn't want to do anything. Like, he didn't want to get up. He was getting up at like 4 a.m. and then walking 12 hours every single day until he made it to, I want to say it's like Arizona. He got bit in the foot by a rattlesnake and he almost lost his foot because of it. So, you know, he overcomes this whole thing. It was like, it took like 2 months, I think. And he gets in the Pacific Ocean. He jumps in the Pacific Ocean because that was like the ender to the trip.
Yeah.
Making it from the Atlantic to the Pacific. And he said, like, the wave that like came over me was not like, I completed this thing, this is an accomplishment. It was like, if I can do this, what else can I do?
Right.
And I was like, oh, damn.
Damn, hit me with that snake bite.
Yeah, so he was saying he could like tap into that at any point because his body was so fucked up from this walk.
Yeah.
That like, he could just pull that little thing out of his brain that's like, no, you have no other option all the time.
Right.
He said he can't do that now that he's not going through that as much.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see who can access that and when.
Right.
And it seems to be that like people with a more troubled past or like a lot of past trauma in general, whether it be mental or physical,
seem
like they're more readily able to tap into that.
Right.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, it's just like everything else, man. I mean, you know, you wouldn't trust sending somebody into a gunfight if they ain't never been to a war. You know what I mean? And for the most part, I think it's hard to know what you're capable of if you haven't put yourself through or been through hardships. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of people have that dog in them, like you're talking about, or that snake bite or that passion or that drive that would, you know, impress even themselves. They get so stuck in a comfort zone and ain't never been through no fights or whatever, so they just kick back. You know what I mean?
Right.
Really, man, it's the masculinity that we're losing in this world, man, for the men. You know what I mean?
Like, you think that is a good thing, like having real masculine?
I mean, man, actually, like real man shit, like real masculinity, not talking about like, you know, oh, I'm the toughest dude in the fucking room.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's what I wanted to clarify.
No, man. I mean, like, obviously, dude, I mean, you want to be in touch with your emotions and everything like that, but I think it's to a point. You know what I mean? I think nowadays a lot of dudes and men or whatever are taking that concept to a whole nother level. Like, I'm gonna be soft, and it's okay to be soft, and I'm just gonna, you know,
like almost too sensitive too to sensitive, where like, man, you take everything to heart.
Take everything to heart, and you know, you're just getting pushed over by everything, man.
Yes, you're saying you gotta let that dog come out almost 24/7 a little bit.
Shit.
Get into a place where you can get that dog out.
Where's that? I can't remember where I seen it, man, but I think it was another one of them, you know, books that I read or whatever. But it's just talking about like a tough man or a strong man is one that can control, like knows he's tough and he actually is tough, but can reserve himself and control that demon that's in him. You know what I mean?
That dog.
Them dudes that you see at the bar or whatever, they're always like huffing and puffing. Those dudes are probably softer than baby shit. You know what I mean? Really.
Right.
You know? Because the loudest man in the room is usually the weakest man in the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the dudes that walk in that are silent. You're like, that dude probably could fuck some shit up. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I will say that. Okay, so I know a couple of guys that are like black belt taekwondo.
Yeah, they don't talk
you
much.
Would never know.
Yeah, because they're
this
reserved.
This is like the most quiet dudes in the room, for sure.
Yeah, and that's what
and
I'm talking
knowing
about.
These guys to like fucking kill someone in 2 seconds, fucking whip them to the ground, hit their head, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, though. Those are always the guys that are quiet.
Yeah, they're not gonna say because they don't
gals,
need to.
Honestly, I know some chicks that are fucking badass that like when they're in a normal get up like they just look normal, but they're jacked.
Yeah,
you know what's fuck you up.
I don't know why that it's kind of attractive when I see a chick start throwing hands like better than a dude. You're like, damn, that's kind of hot.
See, I think it's the exact opposite. I think it's so trashy.
She just starts like ramboing somebody.
You know, I don't really enjoy watching anyone fight, to be honest with you, other than like UFC, like you know, like actual like sports,
right?
But like in the street, there's almost no positive gain for anyone. It's usually someone's getting fucked up, and the or it's like a like just a dumb reason,
right?
You know,
you stepped on my sneakers, bro.
Yeah, I don't like watching chicks get into fist fights because it's kind of awkward. I'm like, damn, I kind of look at you different. Right. Same with guys. I'm
I
like,
thought
damn.
You were like one of those ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if one of my buddies gets into a bar fight and just gets his ass kicked, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, you can't even go in public with him anymore.
A little bit of a bitch. Yeah.
Unfriended.
Really? You beat that guy? Yeah.
Was that dude in a fucking wheelchair?
Did he have a sling on the other arm? How did he get you on the ground? I don't know. Part of me is like, I don't even know how we got talking about bar fights, but part of me is like, you need to be able to access that dog in you a little bit.
Yeah.
And how do you do that? I think it's different for everyone.
Yeah.
For me personally, I feel like
there's usually
to last resort myself, and then bam, I can do it whenever I want.
Yep.
But if I'm chilling, if I'm too comfortable, if I get too complacent in any area of my life, that's when it gets like, you know, I start slacking off. Yeah. I start eating like shit. I start, you know, bad habits. Yeah.
So how do you know what I mean? I think that's, like I said, you want to try to keep that in reserve all the time. You know what I mean? Always be on guard. I mean, obviously you want to be able to enjoy your life and stuff like that. But I mean, are you happy when you notice that you're in your own comfort zone and you're not, you know,
only
I mean?
At the beginning.
Yeah. Cause you're chilling.
Yeah. Cause then I'm like, oh, this is great. I don't have to watch what I eat.
Yeah.
I don't have to do anything.
But see, if you're more on strict and on point and on guard all the time, then you can set your reserve days when you want to. Like, oh, you know what? Today I killed it these 2 weeks. Today I'm just going to kick back. But then you have that strength again to come back on Monday. Like you do, because you have been.
Yeah.
Your Saturday, Sunday, you're just fucked.
I know.
Oh, sorry, bro. I ate a taco yesterday. That's cool, man. You know, but Monday you're right back and you're doing your weigh-ins, doing your cardio, whatever. So I mean,
I told you, hey, Saturday, Sunday is going to be tough for me.
Yeah.
But Monday through Friday, I'm gonna be point. Balls to
yeah,
the
dude,
walls.
You grabbed hold of it a lot quicker than a lot of my other clients, man. I mean, some dudes, like, I can't even get him to send me my damn template back. Like, hey, man,
seriously,
are you gonna weigh in today or not? Oh, he'll send, and then they'll send it like 5 days in a row, like one template. Like, how am I supposed to read that, man? You know what I mean? Just every day, and that's what I'm saying. Strict discipline. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Once you start doing little discipline, like things that you're not disciplined in doing, that's why I have people do that. Send me this every morning. Fasted cardio every morning before you eat anything. I want you on the treadmill because that builds discipline in yourself. Like, I don't want to do that shit.
Right.
I got to do it with my coach too. Weigh-ins, fasted cardio. Hey, Kane, I need you to cut back 50 carbs this week. Perfect. I don't want to, but it's an act of discipline. And you'll be amazed, man. If you can discipline yourself in your dieting, which is the hardest thing for anybody to do because everybody needs to eat and everybody wants to eat whatever they want to eat. Imagine the discipline that you can bring anywhere else in your life. You know what I mean? If you stop eating fucking Twinkies for 2 months, Because you just decided to?
Yeah. Here's my problem. I didn't realize how much I just loved eating random food and how easy it is to just go down the street when I'm here in the office and get a burger at the bar.
Yeah,
for lunch.
Which one? The Froggy's Bar?
Oh, dude, so
that
good.
Froggy's Burger is bomb.
All their food is amazing. I don't know, but
I don't know.
Their Friday specials, I used to go every single Friday.
They got really good chicken salad. Oh,
dude, I've never had a bad piece of food from there.
Really?
And their sour cream and chive fries, dude. They're honestly the best bar food in Pine City.
I'm pretty sure I'm still 86 out of that bar. Otherwise, I'd go check it out.
You got those dogs,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Those dogs, yeah.
Well, Kane, what do you think we hop out of this thing? I'd say that's a good motivational Monday.
Yeah, I think that's a good start, man. You know, I'm excited for the journey ahead. I think obviously we'll get a little bit more in tune.
New segment.
Yeah, new segments, man.
We'll have you on here every week. Getting these people on board with this.
Yeah, we'll start having
their life.
Having certain call-ins. Hey, we got a caller in.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be dope. Yeah, hey, if anyone's willing to do a call-in, comment on this.
Comment.
If you're on Spotify.
Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
Like, share, and subscribe. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You already know the drill. Yeah, he's already a natural.
You already know it.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.